Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurologic report on Isaac, I-S-S-A-C, Lowen, L-O-E-W-E-N. Address is 8104 State Highway 62, Glen, California, 95943, phone 530-801, 1910, cell 530-517-0921. Insurance is Medicare, pharmacy is Costco. The referring physician is Dr. Louise V. Krohn, KRONEMD. 100 Independence Circle, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95973-0258, 530-899-0143, fax 530-899-0142. Attention, Darcy Garman, GARMANPA, Physician Assistant. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with recent history of elderly adult onset seizure. Subparagraph, abnormal diagnostic electroencephalogram showing evidence for electrographic seizure activity. Subparagraph, remote history of meningitis in 2012. Subparagraph, normal CT/MR brain imaging studies. What do you mean?
Oh, he prayed that you'd sign off last night when he said his prayers.
I didn't say I wouldn't.
I know. I'm teasing you.
Dear Dr. Krohn, thank you for referring Isaac, in parenthesis Ike, I-K-E, in parenthesis R, Lowen, L-O-E-W-E-N, for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you already know, Ike is a retired long-haul truck driver living in Glen County. New paragraph, by his report and review of the medical records that were kindly provided, he awoken from sleep with some confusion and motor weakness and fell out of bed. Subparagraph, he apparently struck his chest on the way down and developed some chest pain, for which evaluation completed at Enloe Hospital showed evidence for possible remote apical infarction without acute ischemia. New paragraph. His current medical record specifies the following findings, lists these vertically. Dyslipidemia. Impaired fasting glucose. Cardiac arrhythmia. Renal failure, elevated blood pressure, prostate enlargement, dash hypertrophy. Current medications, tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams, one capsule daily. Recent documented, relatively recent documented medical problems, acute hemorrhagic otitis externa. Epididymis benign neoplasm, mild cognitive impairment, new paragraph, identified hospital problems, sinus bradycardia. New paragraph, his clinical history indicates that he was identified to have abnormal breathing at night and then suffered a generalized convulsion with tongue biting. New paragraph, MR imaging the brain showed ischemic changes and brain volume loss. He was educated on seizure precautions, but not initiated on anticonvulsant medication. Following his abnormal diagnostic electroencephalogram showing evidence for electrographic seizure activity. The hospital notes did demonstrate a mildly elevated troponin, with a brief elevation. The Lexi-LEXI-SCAN showed findings suggestive of potential prior apical infarction, ejection fraction of 51%, one brief episode of sinus bradycardia, 53 beats per minute, patient was started on aspirin. There were no acute cardiopulmonary findings on X-ray. His chest wound contusion was well treated. Laboratory testing at that time showed a slight elevation of the total white cell count with evidence for slight to mild macrocytosis without anemia. Slight neutrophilia. Slight increase in immature granulocytes. Chemistry panel showing slight elevation of the random glucose and reduced calcium. Normal TSH, elevated total cholesterol, elevated LDL cholesterol, normal magnesium.